Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Shadow Ops, Breach Zone by Mike Cole. Narrated by Corey Jackson.
Chapter 1. It's Good to Be Home. Vice President Howard Porter on his inauguration as president following the impeachment of President Walsh. My predecessor's involvement in the Shadow Coven and FOB Frontier scandals has shaken the public's faith in honest government, and rightly so. But this is no time to point fingers. Former President Walsh will have his day in court, and like all of you, I am looking forward to seeing the truth come out. Today is a day for looking ahead, for starting down the road to restoring the people's faith in their government, in matters of arcane security in particular. Today, I recommit myself to enforcing the provisions of the McGower-Lyndon Act with total certainty, severity, and transparency. Swift eased up the hood of his sweatshirt and kept his head down. The crowds in the financial district were thick at lunchtime, hundreds of people with eyes on the pavement, on their way to grab cigarettes or food, or to run errands in the few precious minutes they had before heading back to their desks, the richest slaves in the world. Swift sighed internally. He'd never been comfortable among the corporate wage serfs who made up most of the city, but a big crowd was best. It was easy to get lost in the throng, one more data point in a stream, nothing to draw the eye. He felt his magical current thrumming. The scar of his ruined tattoo itched on his chest, an old reminder of older fights. He'd won them all and somehow still lost. His girlfriend, his baby were still gone, the man who'd killed them still alive. He'd had Harlequin dead to rights, had looked down the barrel of a gun straight into his old enemy's eyes. The moment had hovered, time frozen as Swift faced a pair of choices, each resulting in very different people. He'd let Harlequin go, watched him walk away, still breathing, and hoped the person he'd chosen to be was the better one. Even all this time later, he still wasn't sure. He moved through the crowd, keeping his elbows in, not wanting to draw attention to himself by shoving anyone out of the way. At last, South Ferry Terminal hove into view, the water of the bay sparkling beyond. Oscar Britton had wanted him to stay in the source, to build a new life in the Goblin Village. Swift had insisted Britton send him back. The Supernatural Operations Corps had taken everything from him, his life.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?